Devonport. For 1 hour only I found a friend, who might have been a sister, so close she seemed. Sipping coffee in a tourist shop, comfortably slipping in and out of childhood memories, sharing, by some strange chance, the same small town half a world away, and almost the same childhood days, each bringing back the images and sounds of happy times along a summer shore so many years ago. But you were more alone than I, your husband gone, your lives unwound, and bitter anguish in your sigh. When long silences replaced the chat, froze your smile, your eye in distant stare, I slipped away into the streets of the old colonial town, walked the wooden walkways round, strolled palm-fronded promenades, and stood at last on the silver shore, watching the day grow sad and dim. So many miles between the lazy waves, so many waves between your life and mine. But I returned to take my lover's hand, having not the damage of a broken vow, step once more into the ferry's care, and only find in my own distant stare Auckland waterfront growing on the bough.